Tobermory. It was a cold, rain-washed afternoon in late August. Lady Blemley and her guests were sitting round the tea table. Everyone was listening, open-mouthed, to Mr. Cornelius Appin. Although he was one of her guests, Lady Blemley did not know Mr. Appin well. She had invited him to stay at Blemley House because she had heard that he was clever. But until tea time that day, he had not done or said anything clever. He did not play tennis, or sing, or make intelligent conversation. But now Mr. Appin was describing a most extraordinary discovery, and the other guests were listening with deep interest.
"Are you telling us that you've found a way of teaching animals to talk?" Sir Wilfrid was saying. "And our dear old Tobermory is your first successful student?"
"I have studied this problem for 17 years, said Mr. Appin, "but I didn't have any real success until 8 or 9 months ago. Of course, I have studied thousands of animals, but recently I have worked only with cats. A cat, of course, is a wild animal who agrees to live with you. All cats are intelligent, but naturally some cats are more intelligent than others. When I met Tobermory a week ago, I realized at once that here was an extraordinarily intelligent cat, a very special cat indeed. In Tobermory, I found the student I needed. With him, I have succeeded in my plan." Nobody laughed, and nobody actually said, "Rubbish," although Clovis's lips moved silently.
"And have you really taught Tobermory?" asked Miss Resker. "To say and understand short, easy words?"
"My dear Miss Resker," said Mr. Appin patiently, "we teach little children and very slow, stupid adults in that way. But Tobermory is a most intelligent cat. He can speak English as well as you or I can." This time Clovis said, "Rubbish," aloud. Mr. Wilfrid was more polite, but it was clear that he did not believe Mr. Appin's story.
"Shall we bring the cat in here and hear him for ourselves?" said Lady Blemley.
Sir Wilfrid went off to look for Tobermory.
"Mr. Appin will try to be clever," said Miss Resker happily. "But if we watch him carefully, we shall see his lips move."
In a minute, Sir Wilfrid returned, looking very excited.
"It's true, you know," he said. "I found Tobermory sleeping in the smoking room. I called out to him to come for his tea. He lifted his head and opened one eye. I said, 'Come on, Toby, don't keep us waiting.' And he said calmly, 'I'll come when I'm ready.' I couldn't believe my ears."
The guests all started talking at once, while Mr. Appin sat silently and looked very pleased with himself indeed.